This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. It's 8:44. The Republican National Convention's closing celebration in Milwaukee Thursday night featured Donald Trump addressing delegates as their formal nominee for President of the United States. The former president addressed the attempt on his life in Butler, Pennsylvania last weekend and spoke about political unity. WHYY's politics reporter Carmen Russell-Sluchansky was ringside, and he joins us this morning for a recap. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Carmen, I said ringside because I did get to hear pro wrestler Hulk Hogan before Trump spoke, and Hogan was there last night speaking adoringly about Trump, and in his rousing speech, he repeatedly referred to Trump supporters as Trumpites, Trumpites. Is that going to catch on, Trumpites?
That's a good question. It's actually been used before, but I think mostly as like a pejorative, so I wonder if this was Hulk Hogan's way of like co-opting the word, and now we're going to see Trump supporters adopting it like they did felon and covfefe, which isn't even really a word. By the way, in case you were going to ask or any of our audience wants to know, yes, Hogan ripped off his T-shirt in his signature style, only this time it revealed a Trump Vance shirt underneath.
Yes, it did. Well, let's focus on what the president had to say, or the former president had to say, in a more than 90-minute speech. It was a record for convention speech length, and he went into great detail about what he experienced in Butler, Pennsylvania last Saturday. But Carmen, was it the unity speech that he was expected to deliver?
Well, it was a different speech than he's given at other events that I've covered, but mostly because he didn't call the president names like he's really known for. But I asked your question to members of the PA delegation, and they overwhelmingly thought so. This is Rhonda Fahmy of Luzerne County.
I think his tone was definitely a matter of unity, and he was pointing out the differences in this administration and what he would do as president. So I do think it will unify America behind the values that America wants to see.
By the way, you hear balloons popping in the back. This was literally right after the speech, so everybody's popping balloons and stuff. They're having a good old time. But Trump did go off script and call Nancy Pelosi Crazy Nancy once, and he went back to suggesting that the 2020 election was stolen. But certainly by other comparison to other speeches, it was fairly sanguine.
Well, I know you were focused on what was literally going on the floor, on the stage at the RNC, but have you gotten any responses from Democrats? Did they see this speech as one that fostered unity?
Well, I did get a statement from Biden-Harris 2024 National Campaign Chair Jen O'Malley Dillon. She was less impressed, and she said the former president, and I quote, rambled on for well over an hour. She wrote that the real message was in what Trump didn't say, what he didn't talk about, such as how he overturned Roe v. Wade or about his plan to free those arrested for the January 6th attack on the Capitol, which Trump has said he would do on his Truth Social account.
Well, Carmen, I take it the former president also did not bring up the Democratic nomination, since that would probably be seen as an attack. Did any of the delegates from our region have any thoughts about what's been going on?
Well, yeah, since that was the other big news of the day, I was at the RNC, I figured I might as well get the thoughts of those people around me. They seem to take some enjoyment from the challenges facing the Democrats right now, using words like shambles, chaos, and disarray. I asked if any possible candidate might give them some concern in the race. The response was that it didn't really matter because Trump would win anyway, whoever it was. But since our governor, Josh Shapiro's name has appeared on lists of possible contenders, I asked if they thought he might be able to win his own state here of Pennsylvania. And here's what Jeff Bartos of Montgomery County had to say about that.
Josh is a talented and very smart politician, but no matter who they put on the ticket, they can't. The Democrats are going to have the Biden-Harris agendas. They're going to have to answer for that, whether it's inflation, whether it's the border crisis, whether it's crime.
Well, moving right along, do we have any polling on whether Governor Shapiro would be competitive in a race like that?
Now, Jennifer, don't we have polling for everything these days?
Yes.
How else are pollsters going to make a living? And you know, I'll be looking into all these polls. So, but seriously, a Washington, D.C.-based group Blue Labs Analytics just released a new poll this week that showed that Shapiro would beat Trump if the election were held today, outperforming Biden by several points, not only in Pennsylvania, but across the decisive swing states. Ironically, Shapiro's response to what happened in Butler appears to be bolstering his national stature as well. But all that said, other candidates, including Harris, fared well against Trump in that same poll.
All right. Well, meanwhile, in the state of Delaware, President Joe Biden is resting, recovering from COVID. What happens if he does drop out of the race?
Well, there are a few ways this can go, but they all basically lead to an open or broken convention in Chicago in August, where the delegates who have already been elected will have to decide on someone else to vote for. If Biden doesn't endorse anyone, then they're basically free to vote for anyone who's likely to be campaigning. If he does endorse someone, many of those delegates will probably be more likely to vote for that person. But it doesn't mean that they really have to, so there might be some competition. There's also talk about having a mini election where the delegates vote virtually before the convention so they can go to Chicago knowing who their nominee is.
Yeah, seems a bit complicated. I trust you're going to Chicago for the DNC in August as well?
I am, but I have to tell you, after this long week of late nights watching the speeches at the Fiserv Forum in the early mornings, I would like not to think about that for a little while.
Okay, how about the weekend off?
Sounds good to me. I'll take it. Thank you.
All right. Carmen Russell-Sluchansky, WHYY's politics reporter. Get periodic updates on the 2024 election and how it impacts you locally. Subscribe to our newsletter called The Swing, and that's where you can find Carmen's campaign 2024 reporting.